My next guest is going to join me in a second here. I appreciate his view because he's kind of predicted where all this was heading. Yeah, you know, he really has. I know you've heard Peter Granich on the program many times in the past, but I'll tell you what. I was thinking about what he has said over the years. And we'll take your calls. If you want to get in and talk to Peter, it's a good time to call. Phones will fill up pretty quickly. You know, he's been on the show. I don't know how long I've been talking with Peter now. He's become a friend. He's been talking just numerous times that between Labor Day and the end of the year, there was going to be a major change. He suggested investors sell all general equities and bonds before 2022. You remember that? You know, everybody's asking, well, what do I do? You know, where's the market heading? What do you think is going to happen to the economy? Peter had this belief that America had entered the worst economic, social, and political era that it has seen in a long time. We talked about cryptocurrency. I've had a couple different guests on. Some guests, huge proponents of crypto. Peter was one of those guys who said, what, are you crazy? $65,000. That's what Bitcoin was selling at. I don't know what the number is today, but a couple days ago I'd seen the number pop up. I should probably look right now. It was trading at like $24,000 a Bitcoin, which is still, you know, it's still a significant amount of money. But think about that. $65,000. $65,000. And now it's all the way down, you know, down to $20,000. I'm looking it up right now. $20,400. It continues to plummet. You know what Peter said? He called the cryptocurrency phenomena, rage, you know, spike, however you want to put this, mania. He compared it to the tulip mania of the 21st century. And I don't know if he called it the tulip mania of the 21st century. The actual tulip mania took place in 17th century Holland. I don't know if you know the history behind that.